October 31, 1937. How an act of divine will contains such power and love that, if God didn't make a miracle, the creature would not be able to contain this infinite act. The passport. My poor mind continues to cross the sea of the divine volition. It seems to me that it wants to say always new things about what it is able to do and wants to do within the creature in whom it reigns. And since my sweet Jesus takes great delight in speaking about his will, as soon as he sees a creature disposed to listen to his story, he assumes the primary role of narrator in order to make it known and loved. Therefore, repeating his little visit, he told me, "My daughter, if I wanted to speak to you always about my fiat, I would have always new things to tell you, because its story is eternal. It never ends either in what it is itself, or in what it can do in the creature. You must know that one act of my will in the creature contains such power, grace, love and sanctity that, if my will did not operate a prodigy, the creature would not be able to contain it, because it is an infinite act, and what is limited cannot embrace it all. Listen to where my love reaches, as the creature disposes herself, calling my will in her act, my divine will operates. In operating, it calls its infinity, its eternal life, its power, imposes itself over all. Its immensity which calls and embraces everyone and everything. Nobody can be put aside in its operation. Then, once it has enclosed all, my will forms its work. See then, what an act in my will is, an infinite act, eternal, armed with divine power, immense, so that nobody can say, I wasn't there, in that act. These acts cannot be without producing a great divine glory for our Supreme Majesty, as well as an immense good for the creatures. These acts done together with the creature operate as a God does, binding God and the creature together, God, to give, the creature, to receive. They are like pretexts for our love, that tell us, the creature gave us a place in her act. She gave us the freedom to do whatever we want. So, our love imposes itself on us in order to make us give what we are, and to honor ourselves as well as our own operating will. Our love reaches such pretexts and fidgets of love that it would never want us to stop giving, placing before us our endless immensity, our omnipotent power, our wisdom, that disposes all. These acts are divine. They are able to form the passport for other creatures, to let them enter the kingdom of our will. They will give a child to our kingdom, so that the more acts will be performed in our volition, the more populated our kingdom will be, and all the good will overflow to those who have been the first to give life to my will in their acts. You must know that the first passports were formed by me, and by my celestial mother, for the first children of my will. These passports carry my signature, written with my blood and with the sufferings of the Most Holy Virgin. All other passports still need my signature. Otherwise they would not be recognized. Therefore, one who lives in my will has my life as principle, my love as heartbeat, my works and steps as endowment, and my very will as word. I feel myself in this creature, and oh, how much I love her and feel loved by my same love. And the soul feels such joy and contentment that she loves me no longer with her little love, but with my eternal love. She hugs me with my works. She runs after me with my steps. She feels that I am her life. She finds all in me, and I in her. Therefore, be attentive, daughter, if you want to be happy, and make me happy as well. After this, I felt a little suffering, and I was coughing loudly. At every fit of coughing I asked that the divine will might come to reign upon earth. And my sweet Jesus, all tenderness, squeezed me tightly in his arms, telling me, my daughter, I knew that you would have asked for my will at every fit of your coughing, and I felt my heart being wounded bursting of love. I felt as if I were receiving, in your coughing, my immensity, that wrapped me and asked me for my will, for my power and infinity, that made everybody ask for my will to reign. To the extent that I myself was forced to say, my will, come to reign. Do not delay any longer. I feel such violence that I just do and say what the creature does and says. I want you to ask for my will in your sufferings, in the food you eat, in the water you drink, in the work you do and sleep. I want you to commit your breath and heartbeat to ask that my will may come and reign. In this way, everything will be an opportunity for you to ask for my will, even the sun that fills your eyes, the wind that blows upon you, the sky that lays over your head. Everything must be an occasion for you to ask me for my will to reign in the midst of the creatures. By doing this, you will place many pledges in my hands, the first of which being the whole of your being, so that you won't even move without asking for my will to be known and desired by all. Fiat.